Lummis says, the Clarity Act has 16-plus illicit finance safeguards, not loopholes. Senator Cynthia Lummis pushed back on July 1st against Senator Elizabeth Warren's charge that the Clarity Act would open illicit finance loopholes, arguing the crypto market structure bill contains more than 16 anti-money laundering safeguards baked into its text. The exchange, reported by Cointelegraph, is the latest round in a fight over the Senate's version of the bill that sets the rules for how digital assets are classified and policed in the United States. Lummis, who chairs the Senate Banking Subcommittee on Digital Assets, framed Warren's objection as a misreading rather than a genuine gap. Her position is that the safeguards Warren says are missing are already in the legislation, spread across reporting duties, custody standards, and know-your-customer obligations that would apply to registered digital asset firms. The dispute at the center, Warren, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee, has been the most vocal critic of the market structure push. Her core claim is that, by carving out clearer categories for digital commodities and moving parts of the market away from strict securities oversight, the bill would let bad actors move money with less scrutiny. That argument has been the Democratic rallying point against the bill for months. Lummis's rebuttal reframes the same text. Rather than treating the reclassification as a weakening of oversight, she counts the specific compliance obligations the bill imposes and puts the number at 16 or more. The disagreement is less about whether anti-money laundering rules exist in the bill and more about whether those rules are strong enough to cover the activity the reclassification touches. Both senators are describing the same document. That is the tell here. This is not a factual dispute about what the bill says. It is an interpretive fight over whether the safeguards are adequate. Those fights tend to be settled by amendment and floor negotiation, not by press statements. The Clarity Act's slipping odds. The debate lands at an awkward moment for the bill's supporters. Prediction market pricing on the Clarity Act's passage had already slipped toward a coin flip, after President Trump redirected his attention to other priorities, and the bill has struggled to hold momentum through the summer. A public back and forth between two of the chamber's most recognizable voices on crypto keeps the illicit finance question at the front of the conversation, which is not where sponsors want it. For a market structure bill, the anti-money laundering framing is politically heavy. It gives undecided senators a reason to hesitate, and it forces sponsors to spend time defending the bill's compliance architecture instead of selling its benefits. Lummis putting a hard number on the safeguards is an attempt to shift that ground, giving supporters a concrete talking point to counter the loophole charge. The rulebook behind everyday crypto card spending market structure legislation sounds abstract, but it decides which U.S. agency oversees the firms that route everyday crypto activity, including the on-ramps and off-ramps that stablecoin payments and card top-ups depend on. Clear jurisdiction tends to bring registered custodians, exchanges, and issuers into a defined compliance lane. That is the layer where a crypto card sits. A card program plugs into an exchange or wallet that has to answer to some regulator, and the identity of that regulator shapes what products can launch and who can use them. The illicit finance debate is directly relevant to that plumbing. Anti-money laundering and know-your-customer rules are exactly what card issuers and their banking partners already enforce at sign-up and at the point of conversion. A framework that codifies those duties for a broader set of digital asset firms would, at least on paper, extend the same expectations that regulated card programs live under today. Whether it goes far enough is the argument Warren and Lummis are having. For U.S. users, the practical stakes are jurisdictional certainty. Providers deciding whether to serve the United States weigh how clearly the rules are written and how heavy the compliance load will be. A bill that settles the classification question, if it passes, would remove one of the larger unknowns firms cite when they gate features or hold back launches in the U.S. market. The Warren-Lummis fight is a signal that the classification question is still very much unsettled.